Blackstone Audio presents Sally by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Ann Dorr. For Rachel Favola, with love. Chapter 1. It all began the morning the baby was sick on the breakfast table. A small thing to start such a revolution in the mind of Sally Blaine, but it was just the last of many things that made her decide she was better off living on her own. Sally had come to live with her married sister Emily a year ago, and already it seemed like a lifetime. She had been with her parents in India when they had died. Emily, already married some 10 years, had remained behind with her husband George Bessamy, a solicitor in Sussex. Emily was a mature 30 and mother of 5, and Sally was unwed, being a mere 18 years of age. The girl's parents, Colonel and Mrs. Anthony Blaine, had died at a dinner party in Bombay, at which the host's British-hating Indian cook had put arsenic in the mulligatawny. Fortunately for Sally, she was not present at the dinner. Her father had never believed in saving a penny, and after his mess bills were paid, there was enough left to pay for orphan Sally's passage home, leaving only £200 sterling to set her up in life. Sally had hoped that some handsome young man would be travelling on the same P&O ship and would promptly propose marriage. But although there were plenty of young officers going home on leave, none seemed to want even to flirt with the small girl with her hair scraped back.